Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid, sibling rivalry, to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Oh, I'm doing swell.
You seem swell today.
Yeah, I feel fine. What else has I feel in it?
Yeah, that's
I feel like making love? No, that's just feel. I think it starts with.
Yeah. Isn't there an Apple device called the I feel?
Yeah, I'm wearing one now.
No wonder you're swell.
Yeah. So, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
My neck of the woods, it's all about golf.
Yeah?
I'm a golf addict.
Hey, the first step to recovery is admittance.
Admittance, yes.
So, there you go. But would you want to be recovered?
No. Being laid off, it's interesting. I this has probably cost me just as much as a coke habit. I might as well be doing coke. Actually, I could have golfed today with my league, but I'm bailing on them.
Why did you? Because it was fairly dry.
No, it's for one thing. It's wickedly windy. It's so windy.
It is very windy.
That the Detroit River
your balls would be all over the place in this wind.
The Detroit River has white caps on it. Mm-hmm. It's insane.
We're looking out at it now because
we're not at the Jabbercast studio. We're at the
Acoustic Work studio.
A lot of stuff has been recorded here. I know there's a drum set behind me, guitars, Marshall amps.
There's lots of junk around.
Lots of good stuff for recording some music.
Yeah. And what was... Oh, right. Pre-recording. Because you're golfing Sunday.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm going to a seminar.
To what?
Screenwriting seminar.
Oh, screenwriting.
Yeah. An all-day affair in Farmington Hills.
Now, do screenwriters go to the screenwriting seminar to learn new skills, or do beginners go there to learn how to do it?
This could be for everybody, really, to hone skills, I suppose, but this is a really good introduction. Apparently, you'll come out knowing everything you need to know to write your screenplay, sell your screenplay, where to do that, everything, and a nice big book, and et cetera. And it's taught by a professional who's done screenwriting for Disney and Warner Brothers and everything.
How much?
$200.
It's not bad. You still have to give your book to my wife.
Yes, I will. I'll send you home with one.
All right.
So she can read it, see what she thinks. Yeah,
she wants to read it.
Because she's an avid novel reader, right?
All the time. She's always reading something.
Is that enough of our news?
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Oh, my grandma.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
That's too funny.
Isn't that funny?
And Lippo.
Yeah. We had to go over it a few times for her to get it all down. It's pretty funny. And now I want all kinds from her.
That's cute. Yeah. Get her right up on the mic, though. Get her right like...
Well, you
like
know this. What it was? It was my video camera. And I wasn't like... I was filming her, so I wasn't right at her even. And you know what I mean? But so it has that big... A little bit of that big room sound sort of, doesn't
it? Reverb action, yeah. Because she has a good... I'll admit it, an old lady voice.
Yeah, she's got a...
Like she pronunciates good, but she's, you know, where's the beef?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she's funny. So what's happening in the world today?
Today... Well, one thing, I know this is a piece of tech news. I went to go check my mail, and I have my Gmail is fed right into my email application, and the Gmail was hanging. I'm like, what's up with Gmail? I'm not getting it.
What's up with
Gmail? Sure enough, Gmail, or the whole Google thing was down again. The cloud
has... And that happens once in a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, hiccups.
Why is that?
Because it's computers, and they're not perfect. I don't know.
What?
I don't know what the story is, but I'm not sure what they have for an answer as to exactly what the problem is. But I'll tell you, there's whole companies that rely, like they email each other through Gmail.
And how long would that be down for?
I think it was for like 40 minutes.
Well, that's a fair amount of time.
That's a fair amount of time.
You wouldn't want your, what do you call it, your stock
you know, if you're buying, selling, day trading.
Yeah, if you're, well, if you're day trading, you're using a day trading application. But
yeah, but you wouldn't want that kind of stuff to go down.
No, you don't.
Google is, you know, I don't know. But I would think that big businesses would hopefully have a backup plan of some kind.
The,
you know,
the phone.
Yeah, there you go.
Call up! Chrysler's is closing one third of its dealerships.
Thanks for taking my news.
Well, go.
I got one quarter.
Elaborate.
Chrysler plans to shut down one quarter of its U.S. dealers. So,
closing more than 700 Chrysler dealerships.
The car maker, which filed for bankruptcy protection 2 weeks ago, sent letters to 789 of its 3,200 American dealers revoking their franchises. So that's the news I had.
Oh, I see. And it's a particular, it kind of hits home with us because we both see
are
checks.
Somewhat involved with, I like the way you put it. Yeah, we see checks from the place.
We see checks from Chrysler Corporation. First was Daimler Chrysler, then Chrysler Canada, and then on and on.
Cerberus. What's nice, though, is that you're now getting a check from there while you're not there. And that's pretty cool. Especially when you're working and then you get a little bit of time off and you get paid for it. So as long as everything works out in the end, I suppose, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I got to pay for my golf somehow.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you want to mention the Nancy Pelosi thing? It's like the top news on everybody's...
Well, you can mention that, I suppose.
Okay, Nancy Pelosi, she is the
sex
speaker...
sex scandal and rugby.
She's the Speaker of the House of, you know, that's where they have Congress, and she's ahead of it. And supposedly, she knew that the CIA was lying about torture. That was going on, and so she's saying the CIA is was lying. So big deal, the CIA. I'll tell you folks, if you read a book and you want to know about the CIA, read Legacy of Ashes. It'll tell you the CIA is just it's a mess, and it never was like this tight unit. It was always just a piece of ragtag, crappy intelligence based operation, and it's still that way to this day. And if you ever see an airplane get shot down with somebody famous on it, odds are the CIA was behind it, including what's his name, Michael Kennedy, or not Michael Kennedy,
John F.
Jr. Was that whose was?
Yeah, his plane. Yeah, what was his name? John F. Kennedy Jr. Is that it? Right. And his wife wasn't with him, was she? Is she still alive?
No,
or was she with him.
Yeah, she was with him, and somebody else.
Two for one, man. Sweet.
Two for one. Nice. Nice. So anyway, that's a rant, and I should have the Lippo rant right
there. I
know,
and we don't have anything.
CIA is
We only got 5,000 slots for
3,000.
The Black Cat system.
3,375. No, 3,750. That's what it is.
There you go.
What other kind of scandals do you have?
No, nothing. There was the sex thing with the rugby, but I lost it. It's not there anymore. I was just at CNN, and I saw that headline, and then it was gone. So that's that. I'm not going to tell anybody about it. Go find it for yourself. Sex scandal in the rugby world.
If you're into hockey, Red Wings game 7 tonight. And
sweet.
Yeah, I know. Chicago won. And who won last night? Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, Chicago, and probably Detroit's in it. So
I'll be ordering some wings tonight.
You bet! Buffalo wings! Oh, wait. No, that's the Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres. Did you ever seen a Sabres?
Not yet.
So anyway, we can start today's topic, I suppose.
Oh, yes. I was looking at the soundbite, and I'm thinking you're going
to
hit us.
If I had another thing to go to another commercial, no, I've just lined up for the music segment.
Later. He's got it all lined up. Radio slots.
I like the voice. I used to do that years ago as kids.
I'm going to talk like this. Sure.
Anyway.
And you're still a kid.
That's right. At heart and everywhere else. So,
including his crotch.
What are we talking? Do we have the website pulled up so that we can actually, you know, tell people what we're doing on the show today? Or
that's,
don't we?
That's funny that expression, pull it up. It's like it was in a file folder and you're pulling it out. And you say, yeah, you know that page we're talking about. Can you pull that up for me?
Pull it out of my hat. The jabbercast.com. That's where you'll find our upcoming show schedule. And today's show, Talking to the Dead, mediums, clairvoyance, they can talk to the dead. And how do they do it? And can you do it? And how about the Ouija board or Frank's box? Ouija board.
What do you call it? Ouija?
Yeah. Oh, you say Ouija?
Ouija.
It's a Ouija board.
It's like bologna.
It's an A on the end of it.
I know. It's an A on the end of bologna, too, but they...
No, it's Bologna.
It's not Bologna.
My bologna has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. Yeah. Let's see. What else we got in there? Frank's Box. Yeah. Don't be scared. Tune in for this show. And you're already in.
We're in the show.
Everybody's in. We're on the show. They're in.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And our... Oh, that's right. So, I gotta broadcast this. On Sunday.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to remember to do that. And I'm going to be...
We'll still be live Sunday, and Lippo will be on there to answer all your questions.
I'll be on Ustream. I'm going to show my face and everything.
Are you going to do the whole deal?
Oh, why not?
Sweet.
Yeah.
If I have any Wi-Fi, I'll be checking in on you.
All right. Cool. 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Eastern Daylight Savings
Time.
See,
if I didn't say that, you'd be out on the course in the morning. Nothing to be broadcasting.
Maybe.
I'm going to check in.
Maybe.
You have to have Kim do it then.
Or Jonas or Eric.
Okay.
Yeah.
They fully capable?
Fully capable. Yeah. Cool. If Eric can bring porn into his bedroom, he can broadcast Ustream.
Sounds good.
What, the porn?
Just don't broadcast that during the show.
The porn, no. Yeah. Or Eric watching porn.
No. I don't want to see that.
Talking to the dead.
Yeah, did you get the Ouija board up? Because we're going to need that.
We're going to need the Ouija board
I don't have
up.
Enough CPU power to have another page on my... No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, the spirit world... What's the history of the spirit world? According to the doctrine of spiritualism, spirits constitute or inhabit a world in itself, and the world is called the spirit world. And the spirit world is the main world, and from this come all other worlds. This world is independent from our material world, and both worlds interact all the time, but are independent from each other. Through mediumship, these worlds can communicate with each other.
And how does middle world fit into that? Is that just...
Middle world?
Middle world.
What is middle world? You'd watch too much Lords of the Ring.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings. Lords of the Ring.
Lord of the Rings. And what's the other one? Harry Potter. That's what I'm thinking of.
Oh, it's Harry Potter.
They go into the train station and they enter middle world.
I'd like to do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, but we've already talked about, different...
We have?
Not existences, but different
realms or
realities. Yeah,
realities. Whatever. Or there's another name they call them. Not levels. I can't think of. It's on the tip of my tongue. But
well, here, I'll grab it. So I'm kind of curious. Why do you want the Ouija thing up?
Just so we can talk about it a little bit, because that's communicating with the dead. So we want to talk about that a little.
Is it specifically the dead?
No, not the Ouija board. We want the Ouija board specifically. Well, spirits. And spirits are generally dead. And that's the thing, the spiritual realm.
The spirits aren't dead. You're saying the spirit belonged to a body that is now dead.
Well, right. Not the dead spirit.
Okay. But,
why? What did I say?
No, you just made it sound like the spirit was dead.
Well, no. A person's dead and the spirits live on.
The spirits live on.
The energy. And many believe that this is the spiritual world is where ghosts or spirits go after they've reached death. So look at how it's worded in here. Many believe that this is where ghosts or spirits go after they've reached death. Well, how does a ghost or spirit reach death? Anyway, I'm sure what they mean is that when a person reaches death, they go into the spirit world. Now, do they always go to the same place? Because sometimes it's possible to talk to somebody, and other times I wonder if it's not. And some people seem to be able to talk to anybody that's passed on.
Exactly.
Like John Edward or Sylvia Brown?
John Edwards, he's a politician, right?
No, not that guy.
Oh, okay.
And this John Edward, he had a TV show on.
John Edwards.
The Crossing Over with John Edward. So a lot of people may have remember that guy from his TV show, and he'd have an audience there, and I'd just pick out random, apparent random. You know, I'm seeing somebody with a name Steven. Steven, and it's your, I'm talking to your grandfather, Bob or whatever. And anyway, he's captivated audiences worldwide on his internationally distributed talk show, and that's Crossing Over with John Edward, and also John Edward Cross Country, which is another one. I guess he traveled around and did things, and he uses his unique abilities to connect people with loved ones who have passed on.
Oh, it has nothing to do with cross-country skiing?
No.
No, okay. No.
Not yet, anyway.
Cross-country. I've seen him debunked before. I think I was watching
him. Yeah, he's... But yeah, well, was that legitimately?
Stop.
You're kidding.
Do you know where we're at?
I don't know whether he could actually be debunked he was debunked, how he was debunked, you know what I mean? Like, was it shown that the people on his show were phony, or was he actually debunked as being, you know, not able to give proper information from somebody who passed on, you know, that kind of thing?
Oh, so, you think they had like...
What was debunked, you know what I mean?
Right.
Was it the show a setup where the people that he was talking to, it was already rigged, you know?
Right.
That would be a debunk. And yeah. So whether or not he can actually do anything, you know, we really don't know.
Now, do they have video on his site?
Yeah, there's. I think you can play some video of him. Why do you want to see some?
Well, I want to see what it says.
She's making me feel like that's my son. He wasn't shot by the police, was he? These thoughts that are coming in my head are not mine. They're not my thoughts. It's like 2.5 to 3 hours of my life gone. She's making me feel like you have.
Is that him talking there?
Yeah, that's him.
I could guess.
Did you hear that?
No business drinking, getting in that car.
He loves. Looks like entertainment to me.
It looks like.
Hardest part was thinking that he's just going
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, Jerry Springer, sure. John Edward, baby, John Edward. So anyway, we're going to take a break and come back with Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
You like hard rock? You like heavy metal? Then you're going to love Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Extremely heavy blues. Hard rock, heavy metal blues.
Out in the backwoods of Tennessee, with a man named Curtis Jones.
If you like it loud and in your face, then you're going to dig the hard rock, heavy blues of Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Their debut double-length CD is available now at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other fine online music retailers.
So you go your way and I go mine.
It's Long Time Coming and Heavy Effing Blues together on one CD. You're going to dig the JDBC. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. Heavy rock, heavy metal, heavy hitting. Blues the way you really want it. Jeffrey David's Blues Connection. An indie release from OSM Entertainment.
How blue can you get when nothing goes your way?
Available at Amazon.com, the iTunes Store, and other online music retailers.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
All right. This week on Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, what I have lined up is Papa Roach, my favorite band of recent time. Had a chance to see these guys. Of course, I didn't know that David Buckner wasn't in the band when I saw them.
How did you find out? And I was disappointed.
Because I was there and I saw, that's not the guy.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't his playing. Wasn't him.
Oh, okay. So you didn't go to, when you went to go to the show.
If I knew he wasn't in the band, I probably wouldn't even have went.
Shut up.
No, I'm serious, man. Buckner's it for me.
Well, he's not the band, though.
I would get a hold of that guy and go play with him.
I would.
Yeah. That guy's great, man. I love that guy. What a good drummer.
So you're saying I should go hook up with David Buckner.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I should go hook up with exactly. David Buckner. Yeah.
If he's not with Papa Roach anymore.
Well, yeah. I'm as good or better than the guy he's jamming with.
So, but you think he's that big of an influence in the band that he's makes...
Well, no. It's all about Jacoby. I mean, really, I guess. But and the guitar player. But Buckner, I think, to me, was a huge part. That was a big part of Papa Roach, is drumming.
Drummers.
Yeah, man.
They can be replaced with machines, can't they?
But I mean, it all depends on, you know, the group, I think.
I'm just kidding.
Some drummers are replaceable and some are not. Anyway, this is from the Paramore Sessions. The tune's called Roses on My Grave.
Feels like I'm looking at life.
Okay, there you have some Papa Roach.
And we missed our Kegel conversation.
Paramore sessions. Kegel, yeah. Butt-squeezing competition we had.
Well, that song was playing.
That's right. So, religion and talking to the dead.
Yeah, different religions have to think of talking to the dead in different ways, I have to think.
Well, what does the Old Testament say? The Old Testament warns against consulting with mediums and psychics in several instances, and these practices are considered detestable to the Lord.
I detest that.
So, Leviticus 19:31, do not turn to mediums or seek out spiritists, for you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. And that's what God says, I guess.
I guess.
Leviticus 20:27, men and women among you who act as mediums or psychics must be put to death by stoning. They are guilty of a capital offense.
See, now that's all bunk. Now, why did I get put to death by stoning? Why don't you just stab him, kill him, chop his head off? But if you're one of these, it's like a witch hunt kind of thing.
Everybody's got to get involved and whip stuff at you. Deuteronomy is a long one. Let no one be found among you who sacrifices a son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination, blah, 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 and eventually gets to, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead. Everyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. Chronicles 10:13, same kind of thing.
So Deuteronomy, that's some guy, that's some dude named Ronomy. Hey, Deuteronomy!
Deuteronomy. Sounds like some kind of, I don't know.
You know.
Deuteronomy. Like something you'd get, like a hysterectomy or...
Oh, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, yeah. You know. Yeah.
In the New Testament, it reveals that the Holy Spirit will be our teacher or guide. So, in John 14, but the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So, it sounds like it's okay. Jesus speaking, John 15:26, when the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify
about me. He's talking about the Holy Spirit there.
Right, but that's still some thing or somebody who's dead and talking about him who is gone and dead, I guess, you know.
Right.
So, and then John 16:13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, and he will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. So it sounds like it's all okay.
So go to the next. Is there more New Testament books?
I've clicked on it. Don't worry. It takes a while.
That's right. Also, Isaiah,
that's Hebrews, Old Testament. Timothy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Also, the Corinthians in there. That's Paul talking.
So, yeah, there's a mixed between the Old and New Testament as well. So,
yeah. I think people were more ignorant during the Old Testament as far as all that kind of stuff. They were afraid of it. I mean, they worship pigs, for crying out loud. Crazy people.
I suppose.
And even the whole witch...
Bible real, even?
Exactly.
That's a whole other show.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, we don't know anything. That's the problem.
And what does the Quran say about Led Zeppelin on your phone? And what does the Quran say about...
We don't know what the Quran says.
Why? You're not...
We don't have that page pulled up.
You're not Muslim?
That's one of those things you put on a dog, isn't it? You Muslim.
That's a Muslim.
Hey, your dog's loud, man. Muslim.
Yes.
Or if you're in the Civil War. He's from the other side. Muslim.
Muslim.
Isn't it?
No.
Muzzle? Muzzle? No. Musket.
Musket. No. Okay.
Musket. Muzzle. It's muzzle something. Muzzle.
Muzzle top.
Hey, thank you. How about Sylvia Brown?
Oh, spiritual teacher. We're done talking about what other people...
Religion, yeah.
I'm just thinking, is there other religions that would embrace talking to the dead? Is there religions that's perfectly fine? And
maybe some cults. Satanism.
No.
No?
You think Satanism...
Talk to the dead? Sure, they believe in it all. They're way out there.
Yeah, but is there an actual real religion that thinks that's okay?
I don't know. You want to look it up?
No, no, I'm not want to look it up. I'm just saying, do you know of any?
No, I don't. I don't even know of any religions, let alone if one believes in talking to the dead or not.
What's the big religion in Japan?
Japanese-ism. That's a Jeffism.
Hinduism. That's
Hinduism.
It no, yeah. It's Hindu. There's Hindus. I think there's Hindu.
Yeah, those are the ones that they don't really tell you everything. They just hint. It's Hinduism.
They hint around.
I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. I'm just going to. It's Hinduism.
Yes.
How about Scientologists?
Exactly.
What do they believe in?
They believe in, I want to live the life I want to live.
They don't believe in medication for their children.
That's
John.
True. Travolta.
That's John 14:57.
Verse 7. Don't give your children any medicine.
Hey, that almost rhymed. 57, medicine. So are we moving on to Sylvia Brown?
We can move on to Sylvia Brown, yes, sure.
I only got an hour.
I love talking about religion for some reason.
Well, let's dedicate a show to it.
I think
we'll get your dad on.
Sure.
I'm sure he's got something to say.
You think?
I'll interview him.
Sure.
So Sylvia Brown, a spiritual teacher and psychic, she's another one that's on TV all the time. In fact, June 3rd, I think she's on... She's on one of the morning shows, Romeo and Juliet. What's her name? Somebody in Juliet morning show.
I'm not up in the morning, so I don't know. And they call her what? Downtown Sylvia Brown?
No, that's the MTV chick or whatever.
Oh, Julie Brown. That's right.
Sylvia Brown was born in Kansas City, Missouri, and at 3 years old was when she first started having these psychic thoughts. So she's everything. She's a psychic and everything. And her son's taken...
What does that mean? She's a psychic and everything.
Well, she's a psychic. She's a medium. She does hypnosis and regression and I think past... she does it all.
Does she heal?
Well, I don't know. You want to cut her and find out?
No. Does she heal people?
Oh, okay.
Like they're all in the same kind of
boat. No, I don't know that she heals. I don't think she's a healer.
Okay. Sorry.
She does everything else. Like she knows things. You know what I mean?
And what happened to her at 3 years old?
Well, when she was 3 years old, her powers were revealed when she announced that her grandfather was dead and that she would have a baby sister in 3 years. So I don't even know what that means, actually. That's from her website.
What do you mean you don't know?
She announced her grandfather was dead.
Yeah, so her
grandfather... Well, of course, he was dead.
No, her grandfather
all of a sudden, like...
Like he lived in a home or he was...
Like nobody knew yet or something?
Yeah, he was at his house or
whatever.
Grandpa
died.
Grandpa's dead.
Okay, yeah.
What?
3 years old.
Grandpa's not dead,
honey. And then she'd have a baby sister in 3 years, which she did. And there's a lot more information on her. Sylvia Brown, she's a number one New York Times best-selling author... And a world-famous psychic who appears regularly on Montel Williams' show and Larry King Live, as well as making countless other media and public appearances. And she's also the president of Sylvia Brown Corporation. Well, that makes sense.
I would have to think so.
And founder of her church, which also makes sense.
Yes.
The Society of Novus Spirit. Okay, that's their church, I guess, which celebrated the 20th anniversary in 2006.
Novus Spirit.
Yeah. And you know who Novus was, obviously. So anyway, we'll just skip over that then. And yeah, that's Sylvia Brown. And her son, Chris Dufresne, and why he has the last name is different, I'm not really sure, but son of Sylvia, a highly respected psychic in his own right. Is there another saying as a highly respected psychic in his own right? Does anybody ever say that, or is it always right?
Right. It's always right.
Okay. Who works alongside his mother in the Northern California area, and he has two children, Angelique. Okay, who cares? He's an authentic psychic from birth. Okay, this is on his mother's website, so it's got to be real. He's an authentic psychic from birth, and being Sylvia's son, he shares in her genetic predisposition to psychic excellence.
So he's got
that for them.
He's got the gift as
He's got the gift, yeah. Gift of gab.
And who's the other guy again?
John Edward.
John Edward. I wonder what Sylvia Brown thinks of John Edward. I like to know what the deal is with fellow psychics.
Let's find out.
How are we going to find out?
Contact us button.
Oh,
there we go. She doesn't have an email.
What? Don't have an email. That's insane. Oh, you're going
to
call her?
Can we talk to her?
No, you want
to get a telephone here?
As if you think you're going to actually talk to Sylvia Brown.
654.
He's calling.
What do we got? Oh, there's just two. Hay House. Oh, 5126. 5126. Okay, this is right from her website. So, the Sylvia Brown Corporation. That's maybe what we should be calling. Talking to Louise Hay. Representatives are busy. Okay, I'm not calling to order anything. Let's just try one more number really quick here.
The Hay House. That's what you called, right? The Hay House? And that seems like a funny name. Hay House. Is that where you go to buy hay?
No, you just walk in and everybody goes, hey.
It's spelled hey. H-A-Y, as in hay.
That's, okay, yeah. The other is H-E-Y.
So what'd you find out there?
I'm trying to dial this other number. I'll give it one more shot. I'm going to make sure I get a dial tone here. It was probably because I didn't dial one.
One. So we're on the Sylvia Brown site, and we have questions.
Sylvia Brown Corporation. We just have one question. What does Sylvia think of John Edward?
Okay. And we could ask probably anybody that question. Doesn't necessarily have to be.
Okay, the offices.
Do you think it's the big operation, the Sylvia Brown deal?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's try hitting zero.
And where did you initially hear about Sylvia Brown?
Waiting for the operator.
Yeah.
Wish I could patch this through, and I can.
Look at him patching. He's a patcher.
Oh, might not work.
It might not work, he says. And Big JD is rigging the roll. He's plugging in wires, and he's got the phone in one
hand. Do we hear it on our...
Yep. That's what you're listening to on there is a beep? Hello. Oh, but you turned... Oh, there we are. Okay.
Hello.
Oh. Yeah, someone's talking.
Yeah, this is Big JD from the Jabbercast podcast, and we had a question that we'd like answered regarding Sylvia Brown, and that question is, what does she think of John Edward? We were curious as we were doing a show on Talking to the Dead, and we were talking about both the individuals, and we were curious to know what Sylvia thought of John Edward. You can reach me at, and we just like the information so that we might be able to mention it on our show. Thank you. Bye.
Do additional stuff? Yeah, yeah. Okay.
You can just hang up, right? Can you do that? Anyway, that's what we got going on right now.
Fix that back up again so we can hear us.
I think we're good, no? Oh, we got to come up a
there
little
we
bit.
Go.
Was it recording like that too or no? Do we drop out here 100% or?
I don't think so, no. It looks like you still got the whole shooting match cooking.
Okay. Anyway, we're back in action here.
Good.
On the Jabbercast. So, anyway, maybe we'll have that information on our next show or something if somebody calls me back. Let's take a break and we'll come back with some more of this talk on the dead.
Hey, if you didn't get to experience the heavy metal thrill of the 80s, that was Wicked Angel, don't fret. It's happening all over again.
I was born to rock.
This is Jeff Oppen from Wicked Angel. Be sure to check out our compilation release of digitally remastered tunes on CDN Records. Some studio stuff, some live stuff, and as a bonus, a brand new song. So keep an eye out for the CD. It's coming in 2009.
Wicked Angel, the remastered collection on CDN Records.
Hey folks, Big JD here. Just wanted to let you know about my Big 30. Incorporating the Jeff and Lana Show, the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show, and my You Talking to Me interview show in a 130-minute podcast. 10 minutes with Lana, a 10-minute interview with a new guest every week, and 10 minutes of tunes. You get it all on the Big 30. It's fast, it's a blast, and it's come to pass. Big JD's Big 30. Subscribe free on iTunes or from www.myspace.com/BigJD's Big 30.
That's right. The Big 30 now searchable in iTunes as well. And you can search Big JD at the iTunes store for all the shows that I host with Lippo and my other shows and not Lippo's other shows, though. What do you search for your shows? Is there something in particular you can put in to iTunes to get your...
Lippo.
Lippo. Should, everything come up?
I think everything comes up if you punch in Lippo.
Philosopher's Corner and...
Philosopher's Corner. Did I...
It's still up. What would you do?
I got rid of the whole... I didn't pay for the hosting. I just got that on... You're not going to get them. It's not going to say Harry's Philosophy on top.
No, but iTunes.
Oh, on iTunes, yeah.
An iTunes search.
Still comes up if you want to just check out the archives of the Philosopher's Corner, yeah.
And the Border City Radio podcast. That's at iTunes too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I wonder if I can put the Rare Rock Show on. The old Rare Rock Show. Would they review that and say, no, it's music. You can't do that? I wonder what happens.
You know,
I think it's just fair game. Everything.
It's fair game as well.
I'm going to do that. Anyway, search Big JD at the iTunes store and have some fun. Anyways, so we talked about John Edward, talked about Sylvia Brown. Let's talk a little bit about the Ouija board. That's what you call it.
Well, what else?
Ouija.
Does anybody
but I don't know. Maybe you're right. Ouija board.
I don't know.
It's a Ouija board.
I'm on Wikipedia to see if they actually have a pronunciation.
See if they do. What do they got?
Pronounced Ouija.
Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Ouija board it is.
As a kid, you called it the Ouija board?
I think we called it Ouija. Oh, okay. It was later on that I actually changed because of the way it was spelled, I guess. I don't know. And I then just got in my head to call it Ouija now.
Started calling Bologna Bologna. The Ouija board is found in China around 1200 BC.
Wow.
A divination method known as Fuji or planchette writing. Other sources claim that according to a Greek historical account of the philosopher Pythagoras.
Where we get the Pythagorean theorem.
The theorem, yeah. It's his Pythagoras theorem in 540 BC.
And that's not serum for you lispers, so go on.
He had a sect that would conduct seances at a mystical table moving on wheels moved towards signs which the philosopher and his pupil I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, interpreted to the audience as being revelations supposed from the unseen world. However, other sources call both claims into dispute, claiming that Fuji is spirit writing, not the use of a spirit board, and that there is no record of Pythagoras or his students actually having used this method of achieving oracles or divinations. In addition, the claim of Pythagorean use is also called into doubt by questions of historical inaccuracy. During the 1800s, planchettes were widely sold as a novelty.
And they're still sold basically as a novelty today. The Ouija board. Do you have a Ouija board?
Yes.
Do you play it on any regular basis?
You don't use play it? A Ouija
I mean, do you play it. With it? Use it?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Every day. What's going to happen today? And it tells us.
No, seriously. When guests come over or something, do you ever pull it out?
Yeah, it's a party thing for
and
sure.
And nothing happens? You didn't have any bad things happen? Any spirit things go on? Or
I say something does happen. And I think depending on who you get a hold of, they can joke around.
They can joke around, but they can also stay long after the board's put away.
Oh, is that right?
Well, that's the whole problem with the Ouija board and playing around with it.
Oh.
You can call it, conjure up a bad spirit, and they'll stay.
Ooh, I got goose pimples just thinking of that.
Yeah.
Just thinking of...
That's why people don't play with Ouija boards.
Because I remember...
I don't use it anymore.
There was a bad incident, I remember, in our bedroom. My bedroom, it was all three brothers stayed in the bedroom. And something happened, and it's very foggy right now. I'm just getting goose pimples thinking, look at me.
Yeah, look at that. What are you bringing into my house?
And I remember something happened, and my brother threw... The board, like, no! And he was freaking right out, and it was a big scene. And then I remember darkness. The whole day or the whole afterwards, it was all dark. It was like something, there was like a pall on the whole house kind of thing. Yeah. It was awful.
Well, the biggest experience that I remember with the Ouija board is when my brother and I were young, we played the Ouija board, and we conjured up this young girl from Egypt named Tanya. And she wanted to go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, we actually took the little thing that you put your hands on and everything. We took that outside.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted water, and she wanted to be outside. And we put some water on it, and we took it out and put it on the tree and everything. And I don't even know why or anything. But we did that when we were kids. I remember that. He probably remembers that. I'd have to talk to him about it and see if he remembers that. But that's pretty wicked.
Yeah, it's... It's interesting, conjuring up spirits, talking to, you know, people who have been here before. It's hard to say what your results are going to be. I see, I got it over here.
Yeah, okay,
I can see
cool.
It's still moving.
Yeah, it's and it could be mixed. They could be real, they could not be real. Do they come from the people that are actually, you know, some people can make make the Ouija board thing move on its own too. I'm able to do that by myself. I don't need other people to move it.
And are you touching it?
Just barely.
Yeah, right. Your fingers are just hovering over.
You can do that with anything, actually. You can do it on a wire and wait, and it'll actually move like anything will. It doesn't have to be the Ouija board thing.
What?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't have to be a Ouija board, necessarily. We used to play a long time ago. My grandmother's, we used to lay out a thing of wax paper with an upside-down glass goblet or something, and that was a way to use it and play Ouija. So anyway, that's Ouija.
Really? So the glass would move around on top of wax paper?
Yeah, you can do it with anything. You could do it with this. Well, that's a little heavy. But you can do it with anything, yeah, on a table. And you can put yes, no, numbers and letters, and then use anything light enough to put your hands on and move around, and it'll move. It doesn't have to be it's not in the board and you know what I mean? It comes from yourself. And you channel or whatever. So
channeling, I love that.
Speaking of channeling, how about Frank's box?
I used to know a girl named Frank.
Yeah?
And I know her box very well.
Okay. Was it one of these types of systems that consists of a random voltage generator, which is used to tune an AM receiver module rapidly, and the audio from the tuner, raw audio, is amplified and fed to an echo chamber where the spirits manipulate it to form their voices. That's what Frank's box is. And I guess he builds them on his own from parts of stuff. No two are the same. And you can buy Frank's box. And I think they're pretty expensive. We'll check on here and see if we can find information on that. But it's pretty incredible, some of the things that I've heard about Frank's box.
Do you have any audio from that?
We may have some audio. We'll check and see on here as well and see what else can I tell you. The audio from the chamber is picked up via microphone and fed to an output jack where a recorder is connected. And this person here has a lot of information about Frank's box. Let's see who this is or whatever. Frank's Ghost Box. Okay, just a website, Franksumption at Yahoo. So I don't know if this has actually got anything to do with him or copyright Franksumption. I don't know if it's him.
Why would it be him?
I'm thinking it might be him, but I think they refer to somebody as Frank. I'm still in the process of improving the circuit, but the system is usable as it is now. Basically, the system is a method to provide a source of random audio, which spirits and entities use to form their voices. And it is the randomness that is the key to these contacts. And last weekend, he says, I applied my random tuning method to a TV and got SOEM. Oh, some very interesting and intriguing results. Wit,
he's that typing, medium. He's typing really fast.
Yeah. And again, it's not like those video ITC face that everyone else presents. So these two will no doubt be considered fake. So I don't know.
You're talking about like white noise. You see the stuff in the
screen. A lot of this has to do with like the white noise thing. And let's see if there's here new EVP. Let's see what they say there. Maybe you might have some recording we can slide through. Page title here. Text goes here. Okay.
Nice.
It's not set up very well. Speak with you. I'm fantastic. That was John Lennon. Use the system science this Friday. Who are you? Okay, let's just check one of these out, see what happens.
It's the XM Media Player.
So those are the kinds of recordings that you get with Frank's box.
Play another one. Play another one.
Yeah. See, now that sounds to me like it could be some radio coming through.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's exactly what it sounds like.
Let's go for one more. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, that's...
What?
It's hard to say. You know, is it... it's definitely a voice, somebody saying, who are you? Could it be something that was just pulled that little piece out of somebody talking on the radio or, you know?
Right.
Hard to say, but sometimes they come up with your name or your, you know, some things that are specific and so
really?
You can't rule it out. And that's the whole phenomena.
Did you, have you ever used an amplifier, guitar amplifier, and then start getting...
your truckers and everything.
Yeah.
When you have gain up or a pedal.
It's in effects. Always in your effects.
Yeah, that kind of stuff happens. So anyway, there you have Frank's box. I think we'll come back with Tech Talk.
You're listening to The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lipple. Visit thejabbercast.com.
Talk with Big JD and Lipo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that in a commercial too, after you drink something or
after you
Let one rip.
Michael Butler always does that. He's like, someone buys him a beer always. He has a beer fund on his website.
Okay.
Grabs a beer and drinks it and goes, ah. Anyway, this week's tech talk.
Okay.
Has tech to do talk, with remoting.
Remoting. Remote controlling. It's the Logitech Universal Remotes.
They have the Harmony, which if you go to Best Buy, it's the most expensive remote in the store. So if you just walk in there and say, can you show me the most expensive remote? It'll be the Logitech Harmony. It's got a touch
screen. Well, they're all, a lot of them are Harmonies, like the Harmony, the regular ones, the advanced remotes, and then there's the touch screen ones are Harmonies as well, but it's the different model numbers, and $500 US is the Harmony 1100, which has the touch screen and everything.
You can get that at J&B.
For only $497.
$399.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Wow, this is from the, you know, find retailers usually get better prices. They want you to buy from retailers more so than buying from their site, I think.
I think you're so right.
I'm at the Logitech site. Powerful control through a customizable 3.5-inch full-color touchscreen, and its highlights, infrared learning, interactive help, and rechargeable touchscreen. Oh, rechargeable and touchscreen.
Yes, not a rechargeable touchscreen.
Imagine that.
No.
That's some technology, boy.
That would so be Mac shady.
And PC. And universal. And what's the deal with the Mac and PC thing? What's the
so you can
USB?
You control your
computer?
Well, what? Media on your computer. You can control iTunes or QuickTime Player or
Windows. It's not wireless, so that's not the greatest thing. And then the other thing is...
it's not wireless.
Well, it's not wireless. Oh, it's USB.
Oh, that's the only way you control the stuff on your computer is USB? Oh, well, because it's infrared. With your TV, it's infrared, of course, okay, and your DVD player and all
but
that.
But is everything the same? Are TVs and everything, they're all universal now? They're all infrared or they're all whatever they are?
Infrared is the way.
Because some things aren't. You know, I've seen universal remotes and they don't work with everything. Or you get a remote that comes with your DVD player and it's got stuff for TV and everything on it, but it doesn't work for anything else. So you have to only use it for that. Yet maybe your TV one will work for, I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah, I've seen things like that that don't work for everything.
I've yet to come across.
But that was kind of in the past.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So maybe it's a kind of universal now.
I think it is universal, and it's all pretty much infrared-based technology. Now, there's the little remotes that you get, like with the iHome thing, and I just bought Kim under-the-counter CD radio for the kitchen.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Cool. And that came with a little remote. I don't know if that's infrared. That might be something else, but... Yeah, for the most part. That's the one Dan has right there.
And it's like a regular remote control, but it's longer and has a little display on it. This Harmony...
what is that, the 500?
Harmony or? 1 Advanced. It says Harmony 1.
Oh, Harmony 1, okay.
And simplify your home entertainment. One-touch access to your entertainment. Enjoy one-touch access to home entertainment activities you love. Want to watch a DVD? One simple press of the touchscreen and the Harmony 1 remote does the rest. So whatever that means does the rest. Replaces up to 15 remotes.
You know what
How many people have 15 gadgets as they're running remotes? That's a lot. If you actually had 15 remotes. We got like probably 5 or 6, but 15 is crazy.
Yes.
It's bad enough juggling these.
And they should all be on your iPod Touch.
That's yeah. That would be great. That's where they should be.
Yes, but there is no infrared radio on your iPhone or iPod Touch.
Right. They should have that too. They should just have everything in it.
There's a lot of radios in there.
Then it'd be universal.
Like wireless and Bluetooth.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff jammed into there. And from the rumors that I see coming up on the new stuff is going to be a even better processor and everything and a faster processor.
Best
and all
processor,
stuff. And
of course.
That's getting pretty crazy for a little handheld thing.
It's where we're going.
That's right. And so we just want to let everybody know, too, that you can visit us on the web at www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeoutofthejabbercast.com if you have a show topic idea or you want to add some input to a show or an upcoming show, because we have the upcoming show schedule on the website. So if you see something there that you have a story to share or anything like that, then by all means, email us or send us a recorded message by...
You go into this program called... no, I'm just kidding. I was going to say record an MP3 in Logic or something, but we have right on the website.
Web page.
I love web pages. Yeah. You scroll forever.
Just one and page, you scroll down, everything's there.
Yes, and there is a My Chingo widget. You hit the Leave Us a Message button, and you record yourself talking to your computer, and before you send
folks,
the message.
Big JD again. Oh. I just wanted to post a message on here to let you know what kind of audio recordings we're looking for those IDs.
That's in the My Chingo widget.
Yeah. So the message is that you leave don't necessarily get public like that, though, do they?
No. We can leave public ones if we want because we can leave a message for other people or whatever. But
right.
Yeah, no, all your messages will be private, but we retain the right to use it in the show if you send us something. So.
Right. Who gives you the right?
I'm the boss.
All right.
No, we are the boss. But anyway, that's Big JD and Lippo. So, and also, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the page, you can listen live on Sunday mornings, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have the actual Ustream player on our web page down at the bottom. And right underneath it is the chat window. So you can chat live with us under normal circumstances, too. So,
no, in every circumstance.
Every circumstance. If we're ever late, then, just tune in again in a few minutes or something because that happens once in a while. And next week's show, which is May 24th show, do it yourself.
DIY.
That's right. Do you hire it done or do you take projects into your own hands? And would you do it all on your own or have friends help and do what you can, then hire someone to do the tough stuff? And you can maybe let us know what types of jobs you've tackled and their outcomes, perils or success stories.
Perils. I love that word.
There you have next week's show. It's the do-it-yourselfer show. You're not going to want to miss that.
Especially if you want to learn how to replace a toilet, replace a light fixture, build a deck, or change your carburetor in your car.
Need more Big JD? Go to BigJD.com. Check out the program guide there for all the shows that I host and the shows I host with Lippo. As well, the blog, merchandise, and more. BigJD.com.
And this week's Jabber Quote brought to us by
Stephen Larry, fine purveyors of Ouija boards. Get your used Ouija boards at Stephen Larry's in the corner of Wabash and Strabane in beautiful Burbank, California. You can find them at steveandlarry.com. What?
Now we got to make a new website, offshoot of the Jabbercast.
We don't got to do anything. It's up to them.
That's right. And I'm surprised they haven't done something like that. That would be pretty cool that they if they actually took it and ran with the whole Stephen Larry thing.
Stephen Larry.
Because they don't realize how huge they are, you know? So anyway, and this week's quote by Robert Cody. You know who Robert Cody is. Obviously, he doesn't need any explanation. So have the courage to live. Anyone can die.
That's Commander Cody's son? No, say that again.
Have the courage to live. Anyone can die.
Wow.
It's easy to die. Really, it's living that's hard. If you can handle that, then you're really something.
And a lot of people lately cannot handle living.
Did somebody die?
Well, there's tons of people committing suicide lately.
Is there?
Yeah.
The
economic conditions are such that people are...
Yeah, okay.
You don't ever hear about it necessarily in the newspaper, but if you go into the obituaries, you can kind of guess that person may have... done himself in. I know a few people who are in the public sector here in Windsor, and you know, one's a cop, one's a paramedic, and if they see
all that, yeah.
I suppose the statistic is one a day.
Wow, yeah. That's high.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. People just don't know how to handle what life is dealing them. Then that's exactly what Mr. Cody was saying. Dying is easy. Living is. Is
that's the hard part, really.
And really, is it a hard thing for some people? I think it's as hard as you make it in your head.
True, but when dying is easy,
yeah.
Still, no matter what, no matter how easy living is, dying is always going to be easier. I think maybe not the act and the prolonged period of
actually dying, or like drowning or whatever.
But when you're dead and gone, life is pretty good, probably.
Yeah,
pretty easy. Now, if you were to take your own life, would you do it yourself?
DIY, stay find tuned. Out next week. Yeah.
See ya. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the
Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email BigJD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, BigJD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.